IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us, as he always does, on a Wednesday, Howard Saxton, a very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm with Nobuhle. I think that song is very meh.
She's shocked because she didn't think, you didn't say it, but you really did. You really did. So you agree with Nobuhle on that, Howard?
You know, the original is full of laughs and passion and energy, and that's very, yeah.
So, you know what, so I don't know, you might be right because Phil says very good choice, thank you. But that doesn't say it like he feels
yeah,
it.
Don't have the
2020 has beaten the laugh out of everyone. And now they're prepared to accept that as the song of the year.
Oh, do you think so? Do you think so?
Yeah. It's submission. Yeah. We deserve better.
2021 will be better. But before we talk about 2021, I want to know your thoughts on rage, because you have known to enjoy a good rage from time to time. I'm not saying the Rage Festival, but certainly you, somebody who absolutely adores the social life, prior to 2020, would be found at pretty much any event that was happening. What is your thought,
yeah,
though?
I'd go to the opening of an envelope.
You really would, and I mean that actually as a compliment, because you'd be invited to the opening of an envelope. But never mind that. What's your thoughts around this whole rage business?
I'm devastated. The thing that I'm most devastated about is that when I matriculated, there was no rage. I think rage was.
I'm not even sure there was Plettenberg
like
Bay.
Yeah, they hadn't really built Plett yet. But you know something? I'm just filled with jealousy. I mean, and I don't want to judge. I really don't want to judge. But let's face it. When you're 18 and you've just finished matric, whether you go to Rage or stay in Johannesburg, or if your parents send you to warm baths because they think that's going to be quiet, you're going to get drunk, take off your mask and kiss people. That's what 18-year-olds who finish matric do. And I feel like we're blaming rage for all of this, but it's teenage behavior. We've locked up a group of 18-year-olds for 10 months in their home. Yeah. We haven't let them out. They haven't had a chance to party. They haven't had any alcohol. They finished the biggest exams and worst year of their lives. And you think they're going to behave appropriately no matter where in the world they are? Of course not.
Yeah.
I made a terrible mistake when friends were sending their son off to Rage, and I jokingly said, are you sending him with protection? And they thought I meant condoms, but of course I meant a mask. But they seem to have gotten that bit wrong.
Oh, no.
But
right. You meant hand sanitizer, damn it. You did mean hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer, exactly.
No,
hand
it's Yeah, but in the meantime, there is an enormous number of kids. In fact, most of the kids, actually, I would go so far as to say a good majority of the kids that have come back from Rage are COVID positive.
Yeah, but if we had left them in Johannesburg, they would have been COVID positive as well. Because what do you think they were going to do? Stay at home and listen to Chai FM song of 2020?
Now he's okay. You have taken this too far. You know, you can insult my 7 o'clock song. Wow. I'm actually speechless. No, but of course you're right.
As riveting as your choice was, it's not Saturday night entertainment for an 18-year-old who's just finished matric.
No, that is absolutely true. It is. So what do you think parents should have done? Not sent them at all, or just sent them knowing full well that this was going to happen?
You know, it was going to happen anyway. Because that's the nature of the beast. So I don't think, you know, at the moment, there's so much recrimination and blame. I don't blame the parents.
It was actually quite.
The parents who say, you know, they've had a terrible year. We owe it to them. Well, we've all had a terrible year. But the reality is they've just finished matric. They need to go and just run wild somewhere. And if it's not going to be Rage, it's going to be somewhere else. We must stop blaming each other. It's happened. It's done. We need to make sure that we take all the relevant precautions and stop pointing fingers at each other. Yeah, we wish it hadn't happened, but it happened. And we predicted it was going to happen. But, you know, it was going to happen regardless. Mm. So let's actually make sure that these people appropriately isolate. The only part that I do have concerns about are parents who told their children who had symptoms to get on airplanes and come home. That's the one part
I have no sympathy
for at all, because that's just dereliction and I would actually say criminal behavior.
Yeah, absolutely. And parents who aren't enforcing quarantine.
Who wanted to allow their kids to go to rage. It's natural. And I just hope it's a wake up call to our community who always think the rules don't apply to them.
Mm.
And who all say, well, we're going on holiday to Klet and Cape Town, but don't worry. But we know exactly what's going to happen. They're going to gather in each other's homes, whether it's in Klet or Cape Town, and they're going to be letting cleaners into their homes, and they're going to be having big Shabbat dinners. And you know what we're going to be saying in January? Oh, we told you so. Mm. This is the wake-up call to our community to say, you know, we did tell you so. And there are people in hospital now because of it. And there are lots of sick kids because of it. And it's not just a lesson to the kids. It's a lesson to all of us.
Well, to some extent, I actually think that it is going to modify our behavior, because maybe we all were becoming a little bit complacent. We're going tomorrow. And I can tell you that following the rage incident or the rage outbreak, we are definitely going to be a lot more careful than we would have been a week before. So I agree with your sentiments. I wrote an article. I actually had written it, interestingly enough, for Jewish Report. But when I sent it in to Petter yesterday, she said, well, actually, my thought process is very similar to hers. So I said, you know what, then I'll write something completely different, and I sent it in to News 24. So I sent it in to News 24, similar kind of an idea, saying, you know, let's just stop with the blame game. Let's just focus on how we move forward and appreciate just how rough this is for everybody. And let's also not try and find a home for our anger and frustration, because that's also very human of us to try and do that. Is, you know, now we've got something tangible or a group of people that we can tangibly blame. I don't think it was smart to go that rage continue to happen. I don't think it was smart that parents sent their kids, but it was done, and I understand it, and it's complicated. And as you say, it might have happened here in any event, but a response that I got from a listener and somebody who follows my writing, Sulaiman Al-Kindi, says, I'm sorry, Howard, but your continuous sympathy for self-centered folk just keeps them pampered. Matric should be a year where they finally transition to adulthood. Otherwise, others went through school during apartheid, during wars, during the Holocaust, without being entitled to entertainment, as this generation seems to think they are, which of course I hear as well. I do hear it.
Yeah, but it seems to be human nature. We want to blame someone. Mm. So you got COVID. Who gave it to you? That's the first question.
Yeah. It's true.
You know, they didn't give it to you deliberately. It happens. We're in the middle of a pandemic.
Absolutely.
So, you know, kids went and they went to rage. Yeah, you know, as someone said to me, it was a triumph of hope over logic.
Yeah, what is it? The triumph of hope over experience. Absolutely. That's the definition of optimism. Talking about optimism, it certainly has not been an easy year, but there must be good things to look forward to in 2021.
Well, I think my favorite thing is probably going to be January. I think it's the 20th. That is Joe Biden's inauguration. And you know what I'm looking forward to? Because you know how I see this playing out in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Kanye West at the VMA Music Awards? Taylor Swift wins Album of the Year. And Kanye West storms the stage and says, you got it entirely wrong. Beyonce had the Album of the Year. And in my head, that's exactly the way it's going to work at Joe Biden's inauguration. He's standing there, his hands on the Bible, and Donald Trump or Kanye West is going to rush the stage, push him out of the way and say, you got it all wrong. Donald Trump deserves to have won.
It could go either way. It could be Trump or Kanye, actually.
Exactly. Or Kanye West would probably say, Kanye West actually won this election.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, so that's how the year kicks off.
That's how the year kicks off, and I think we've got many fantastic things to look forward to. One of the things that I most look forward to is the fact that at some point in time during the year, I will be able to go out to a club and some random stranger I've never met before is going to walk up to me with a bottle of tequila that has been sipped on by at least 30 or 40 other people and pour tequila down my throat from this bottle, and I'm going to be okay with that.
What an image.
I think that's going to be one of the highlights of the year. Or I'm going to go to a bar where the Springboks have just won a game of rugby, or Bafana has just scored a goal in soccer, or the South African Proteas have just won against England.
And you're going to have random stranger.
Random drunk absolutely. Person is going to walk up to me and for no apparent reason hug me and kiss me and breathe their whiskey and beer breath all over me. And I'm going to think, wow, that's amazing. That never happened to me last year.
You're so right. You're so right, because we will get there. We will get there. The vaccine is going to be rolled out at some point, maybe in South Africa, but we will get there. And these are the things that we can look forward to. And of course,
you're going to go to shul and you're going to be standing in line at the brocha where people are pushing in front of you to get to the chopped herring. And you're going to get there and some kids stuck all their fingers into the chopped herring already, and you're going to eat it regardless.
And, Howard, some older member of our community is going to come up to you with her mouth full of kichel and herring and kiss you good Shabbos. And you're going to long for the days of COVID.
Or you're going to go for a massage and you're going to arrive at the massage therapist without having brought your own linen.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Could you imagine the front doorbell ringing and you're actually going to open the front door without having put on your hazmat suit first?
Yeah. Or somebody phones you to say, listen, I'm outside. Will you just come out and get something? And you don't need to scream around the house saying, where's my mask?
Where's my mask? Where's the hazmat suit?
Yeah, amazing.
I mean, these are going to be wonderful things that we're going to be complaining about the entire year. Or can you imagine the difficulty that you're going to have when you have to actually sit down and think of an excuse for not going to shul instead of just saying, well, COVID, I can't.
Absolutely. When you long for it to be raining, so, well, I can't walk in this. It's dangerous. it's just absolutely incredible. Maybe the lesson in all of this is to just make sure that we appreciate the things that we haven't had this year.
Or remember the days when we would actually complain about people pushing into the queue at airports in front of us because somehow getting onto the aeroplane quicker somehow got you to your destination before everyone else.
Look, I am one of those, so I can't judge. Really, I can't judge. I just happen to be one of those. But for you, certainly it must be about the ability to travel.
You know something? I love destinations and I hate traveling, if that makes any sense. I actually hate getting on an aeroplane, so I have not missed getting on to an aeroplane at all.
So you don't enjoy the process at all?
I don't enjoy the process. I just love when I actually get and reach the destination. And I keep on thinking in my head, like, where would I go to? What's the first place to go to? And I'm not quite there yet. But the thought that at some time next year I will be able to get on an aeroplane again and see something different and new and go smell new smells and taste new food and experience new cultures and hear new languages. I mean, that part is just so exciting.
It really is. It's just quite amazing. Howard Saxton, unfortunately, this is where we do need to leave it. I wish you a fantastic December. If you are taking a break, I wish you a good one and a happy, healthy and wonderful 2021. Look forward to chatting to you then. Be safe and God bless.